You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, greetings. This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. It is a warm March 1st day here in Southern California. I am so excited about this show. We have some great talent. You guys asked for it. I know you wanted her back. It's tax season. It's been tax season for a little bit. We're coming on the end of it here. And we have the Southern Belle badass, Christina Biddle Charpentier, our AKA our tax queen. What's going on, Christina? Welcome back.
Well, hello. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Just trying to absorb all these new tax laws and navigate through all the stuff.
Yes, there's a lot of stuff. And I figured you, who better than our official tax queen here at LA Talk Radio? And I know you are so busy. So thank you for taking a few minutes out of your time today. Why don't we go full screen, reintroduce yourself, and let's just have you jump right into what you want to share today.
Okay. My name is Christina Biddle. I am the owner operator of a two tax firms, Premier Accounting. I can be reached at 910-571-1092, or you can email me at www.premierabc1.com. Anyway, I think I'm ready to dive on into this. So with the new one big beautiful bill, there were a lot of tax codes that were changed, and it has increased refunds a little bit this year. But let's get on into it, because today is March the 1st and we still have a month and a half left of tax season, so everybody can still take advantage of some of these benefits that are available right now. So right now, if you are in an industry where you receive tips, this can be a bartender, it can be your AC man, your Uber driver, anybody that is customarily used to getting tips, those are the ones that up to $25,000 can be excluded from income. So let's say you made $30,000 though in tip income. $25,000 of it is going to be tax-free, which I've noticed has increased a lot of refunds this year, which is good because the economy is not. Now let's get on into overtime. Okay, this one's confused a lot of people. And I've had to call a lot of human resource departments and employers to get this straight. No tax on overtime. Okay. This just came about late in the year of 2025, and it's supposed to retro back to January 1 of 2025. What that means is all of this overtime that people have been working since January 1 to December 31st, we're going to have to know your overtime. We need to know the amount of extra hours you worked, and we need to know what your overtime rate is. If you do not have this information on a check stub, then you can probably go to your HR department, your human resource department, and ask them to give you a printout of your overtime. And now the overtime, it does have a smaller restriction on it. It is, if you're single, you can write off up to $12,500 in overtime. Now, let's talk about the overtime. Let's talk about that real quick. The only part that is not taxable is the actual overtime rate. So let's say you get paid time and a half, okay? Your time is going to be regular rate and it is taxable. The half, which is your overtime portion, that is what's going to be tax-free. So not the full amount is going to be tax-free. I just wanted to clarify that because I have had a lot of clients this year that were not aware that, that's what happens. Another thing too, and this is really kind of cool, but it's very restrictive and it doesn't give everybody the same benefits. Interest on your vehicles. So if you bought a brand new, it has to be a brand new vehicle from a dealership. It has to be a final assembly in the United States. And you have to have a VIN number because as tax preparers, we have to enter all of this information, your VIN number, the year, make, model. But the thing about it is if it is final assembly in the United States, then you can take off the interest of the loan. So you buy that brand new vehicle and let's say you're paying 3% interest. Well, at the end of the year, you get to write off that 3% interest. Now, I know some of that sounds familiar because this really is not a new idea. This happened back in the 80s as well. And it's just been brought back to make it to make the tax code look better, the one big beautiful bill. We have a different term for it in the accounting world, but we'll just leave it there. Let's see here. Let's talk about a small business. Let's go into the formation of a business. Everybody wants an LLC, which is fabulous. I recommend everybody start out as an LLC. It gives you separation of your personal assets from the business assets, but it opens up a really big door. The door that it opens up is to an S corporation. I know you hear the word corporation and you're like, oh God, no. Well, there is a difference between an S corporation and a C corporation. Your S corporations do not pay taxes. It's your C corporations that pay taxes. They're double taxed. They're the ones who the company gets taxed and then the shareholders through their dividends and stocks get taxed. Let's see here. I forgot where I was. I'm sorry. Hold on 2 seconds.
Well, I have a question because you said it opens up to the S corp.
Yes. The taxability is what we're looking for. Okay. The S corporation, since it does not pay taxes, it has shareholders and it can have up to 100 shareholders. Now, all these shareholders have to be U.S. citizens. They can be family, they can be friends, but it's just a maximum of 100. The one thing that a lot of people forget with an S corporation, and I always try to stress to my clients, if you own 2% or more of your S corporation, you have to draw a paycheck.
Oh.
So, yes. So, in other words, you have to set a salary.
Really?
But now the salary, the government says it has to be comparable to the industry. Okay.
Yeah.
But let's say you live in a small town, you own a fruit stand and, you know, it's a little mom and pop organization. Well, down the street in the next city over where the business is more robust, they're making more money.
Yeah.
Well, you have your S corporation for the small business. He can take a smaller portion of salary than the larger one. You have to have it comparable to your business and the business structure.
Oh.
So, and the good part about this is whenever you have your salary, you're paying your payroll taxes. So at the end of the year, you're going to get a W-2. Everything's going to be great. You'll have the W-2 to use to get a loan.
Yeah.
And then here's the wonderful part.
Okay.
The remainder of the money flows through the company and comes out as long-term capital gains, which we all know capital gain rates are much cheaper right now than ordinary income tax rates. Your capital gain tax rates start at 0%, 15%, then 22%. Our individual ordinary income rate starts at 10, 12, 15, 22, 25, and it just keeps going up. So capital gains, as you can see, are not like they used to be. You know, a lot of people, when they hear capital gains, back in the 80s and early 90s, capital gains, those were no-nos. Now it's to the point to where your long-term capital gains are much more tax favored.
Great.
And it's easy to transfer ownership. So let's say, Monique, I have my company and you decide that you want to be a shareholder in the company.
Yep.
All I have to do is put you in. We sign an agreement. You'll be on the next tax return and you're a shareholder. It is that easy. You do not have to have special permission from anything.
This is great news for some people who are medium and scaled up. Like they're out of the startup phase. An S corp is applicable to them. They have some partners, mm-hmm. family members, friends. This is really good news for folks like that.
Yes, it really is. I have had, for instance, last year. This is a great example. I had a lady that I've been trying to convince her for years and years. You got to have an S corp. You need an S corp. Well, the year before, she paid $14,000 in taxes.
Whew.
I worked the numbers for her. Had she had an S corporation, she would have paid $4,000 in taxes.
What? Oh my, that had to hurt. That had to hurt immediately. She said, hopefully she changed it.
No, she hasn't yet. Oh, not yet. Not yet. But I'm still talking. I'm not giving up on her.
Yes.
It is that easy to transfer ownership. And you see I know a big one I was getting ready to mention. The LLC portion of this.
Yes.
You have to be an LLC before you can be an S corporation.
Yeah.
You have to apply. There are two forms you have to fill out. You have to ask permission from the IRS to become an S corporation. And the reason why is you can see the example I just gave you where the young lady owed $14,000, but I got her into, it would have been $4,000 had she been the S corp. It's just, and when people hear at the bank, they hear the S corp, it sounds really good too.
Yeah. Yeah. It helps you with funding, I'm sure. Now
it does. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was going to talk about women owned businesses and grants.
Yeah.
I had a lady this week, she and I were chit chatting and she was wondering about funding. Well, she and I did some research and we went through the SBA. Just to let everybody know, there are a lot of female-owned business grants out there. There are loans through the SBA. So being a startup, you might need to beef up your income a little bit. And sometimes these grants really help. And you can get the ones that are tax-free. Make sure they're tax-free. Some are not.
Okay. We love when you drop some coins in our purse. We love it when you, literally, you guys, if you follow Christina's guidance here, you're going to be so much better. You're going to come back, right? Because we need you. All the help this year with these new.
I am, and I am so sorry. There is so much to cover, and I'm getting confused, and I've got everything highlighted here.
She also teaches and she's very organized, everybody. So
I am.
This is an intro, introduction of you to the listeners and viewers. You've been very busy and I'm just glad we got to tap in with you. So please come back as soon as possible so that you can, maybe we'll give you a whole block so that you could just cover it all and give us.
That would be a lot easier.
Where can people find you, Christina? If they're swamped, drowning, paperwork's everywhere, they don't know what to do, where can they get you?
call me. Just call me personally. Here's my number. It is 910-571-1092. And if you don't want to call me, you can text me. But that is the easiest way to get a hold of me. And you can leave me a message. I'll call you back. But I have my website. It is www.premierabc1.com.
Great.
You can look it up and see a little bio on some of my history and my past experiences. But other than that, I cannot wait to come back, Monique.
I would love to, I can't wait to have you, girlfriend. I'm so glad to see you smiling and happy. Come back. I love you. We love you. The Southern Belle Badass, you guys. Christina Charpentier Biddle. Thanks,
yep.
Christina. She will get it together, you guys. Okay, from taxes, we're going to shift to this amazing entrepreneur. Lauren is with us. She's got a, well, Lauren, welcome to the startup. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
I love it. I have that same vibe over there in pink. I've got to move it. We were just talking about your setup. I love these little jeans. Let's go full screen. Please introduce yourself and the brand to the listeners and viewers.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. My name is Lauren Falesnik. I am the CEO and co-founder of Gilly Guys. We are a new Midwest-based kids clothing brand that launched in August of 2024. And this is family-owned. So me and my husband actually started this in our basement with our kids as our inspiration, and starting with denim, obviously. So I have that displayed behind me. But we started this with the idea of I wanted more wholesome, durable kids clothing for my son. And I was having a hard time finding it. So I created it myself, and we have been growing ever since. So we are in a few shops now throughout the Midwest. And now we get to speak with Monique, and we get to continue talking about our brand. So
yes, I'm so excited. No, and thank you. I just want to tell all our entrepreneurs out there, you don't be afraid of solving a problem or a, you know, a little quirky thing that's happening in your life. Some of the best ideas come from everyday needs, and you and your husband just jumped in. And I love this Grow With Me construction that you have. So talk to us about, you know, the vision for it and problem solving in real time. How did you do it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. In real time. So this is so crazy. So I was former stay-at-home mom, full time with my babies. And I have two very active children and actually a third on the way.
Congratulations.
So, it's even crazier here in a few months. We were having this dance party in our basement. And I think, you know, a lot of mom brands actually start this way. We find this pain point in the market and we just want to go on a mission to solve it. Yep. And luckily, you know, I had my husband's support behind me, but we were having this dance party in my basement and I was looking at my son pulling at his pants constantly. And he was in the middle of potty training. So I was like, I wanted them loose. I wanted him to be able to get them on and off. But it was driving me nuts because I didn't like the style. They would never last. And the waistband, I mean, I couldn't find pants that could fit him because he was so tall and lanky.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is there not a pair of jeans that can solve this problem for kids? It's so common. And all of my girlfriends who had toddlers were complaining about the same issue. Yeah. And so I knew that, you know, I wanted to go back to work. And my kids were going to be starting school in a few years. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start just kind of sketching some things up. And so I started designing jeans. I sourced and interviewed and met with a ton of different manufacturers to find the right one. We started sourcing fabrics, feeling fabrics. And I designed our first Grow With Me pair of jeans, which I have right here.
Yes.
So
look at that.
They uncuff at the bottom. Wow. And I took the prototype to my husband and I said, I think I'm going to start a kids clothing brand. And I swear he looked at me like, are you crazy? You know, he's like, you're already so busy with the kids. And I was like, I know, but I just like, I can't stand my son's jeans. So yeah. I looked at him and I was like, I'm just going to do this, you know? So the unique thing about these is that, again, I spent a ton of time sourcing this denim to make sure that it was super stretchy and it was durable. So if he was falling over and tumbling or playing outside or whatever, that it wouldn't tear. And then we did adjustable waistbands on the inside. So it's still leaning neat on the outside. You don't need a belt because it's just adjust. So you can move these buttons to fit your kiddo. You can tighten them. And then they uncuff at the bottom so that you can have them for more than like a month. because my son was growing out of everything and it was driving me nuts. And so my husband said, okay, let's do it. So we launched the first line of Grow With Me's. We launched Gilly Guys. And a fun little side note about our brand name, Gilly. So people are
going to ask you. So good. Tell us, give us the tea on the name. We love that here at the start.
So along with my crazy idea of creating these jeans, he's like, well, we have to come up with a good catchy, you know, brand name. Yeah. And so Gilly is actually our family name. So Greg is my husband. He's the G. My son, the inspiration for the Grow With Me, is our first I. Then I'm Lauren, the L. And then our little I is our daughter, Ireland. She's the youngest one as of now. So
as of now, guys, you know, you're gonna have built-in workers in here in a minute. Or models anyway.
Yes, you know what? And they love it too. We actually did a shoot today and I use them all day long and they're such good sports about it. But you know, everything that we have, so we have our Grow With Me's, our originals right here in three colors. We took that same technology, we moved it to our best-selling denim flex. And we actually just released this camo print this last week. So this is the one we were shooting all day today. Yes. And everything is indie and Ireland approved because they could not be more picky when it comes to clothing. And so I toss hundreds of samples on them. I'm like, I'm not selling this to any other mom out there, any other parent out there until it's approved by my kiddo. And so that's pretty much what we did. This is what launched our brand. And, you know, we've been so lucky to dive into other, you know, areas and sweat sets and, we have a whole girls line now. We've got polos, we've got t-shirts, we got it all. And it all just happened in the last year and a half. So
This is so inspirational. And I really love your energy. And I love that the family can have quality time and create something and you're building for the family together and the kids can be like, this is the dream for moms, like entrepreneurs. So talk to that mom out there for us or that dad out there that's like, I don't have time. I really have an idea. I'm overwhelmed with, you know, being a parent and providing. Like, how did you carve out time and do this? Because you're making it look easy, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's not. we as parents, we do our best, you know. And I always say, first and foremost, my kids come first. They're my first priority. They're always going to get my attention. And, you know, I think when I first launched, I felt a lot of guilt around the, am I taking too much time away from them?
Yeah.
But towards this business. But this is important. I think it's really important to show my daughter this, that you can have it all. You know, you can work full time, but you can be that, you know, that good parent as well. And, you know, this is not my time to relax and sit and binge and watch Netflix all night long. Like when my kids go down, they have my attention when they get home from school.
Yeah.
They go down at night and I'm working and I'm talking to my manufacturers up all late at night. And that's just that commitment that I'm making to myself, but to my kids and what hopefully I can give to them and pass down to them as well. So it's not an easy task. I always tell people, you know, there's never a good time to really start or jump into anything except to just do it and make it work, you know? And I think that this is an industry that I'm completely self-taught in. Wow. I don't have a background in design, but I did it because I'm passionate about it. Yeah. And I felt like, what a fun opportunity for me to design stuff for my kids and then get to see other kids wear it too, but then use my kids as models or bring them along. Like our shoot today, we did at the zoo. So they got to go to the zoo, but we got to use the scenery and we just let them roam free. And we were able to get content and get those photos that we needed. So we tried to make everything as fun as possible to make sure that they're not like, oh my gosh, we have to go do stuff for Gilly Guys. Like they actually get excited to do it.
This is great. It's so smart. Yeah. You're bringing the fun. You're bringing the lessons about business. And you said you're self-taught in this industry. And I really love that you have a high standard for the quality of denim. I'm sure that you've ruffled some feathers, pun intended, because it's close, you know, in the industry, or maybe you haven't. But like, what have you found having that high threshold for quality and you know, in your research? What have you found? Sure.
So, you know, as a mom, I think that one of the things that you look for, first it starts with food, right? You know, it's like, you're looking at like, what are you putting in your kid's body? Well, it shouldn't start there. It should be, what are you putting on your kid's body as well? Everything has so many different chemicals and whatever. I mean, you don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. It just makes
I just did earlier and I had to pull myself out of it.
I mean, the amount of things that we have just transitioned in our lives to make it better for our kids, right? And it does take research and it does take effort, but it is so worth it and pays off. So when sourcing materials, it starts with the manufacturer. Does the manufacturer meet every single standard that I would want to have producing items for my child? And I didn't just pick the first one that was, hey, going to produce the fastest or, you know, did the bare minimum. Every single product that we have has been through, I can't even tell, thousands of tests.
Wow.
And every single sample I get tested because I look at it, I bring it, I throw it on my friends' kids to make sure that they like it. I want to make sure that it's comfortable. I want the kids coming back for more, but more importantly, I want the parents to feel comfortable and saying this kind of material is going to be safe on my child. Yeah. And that it's going to be sustainable and that it's going to last. So if I'm investing in this brand and I'm investing in these jeans, that I know that what I'm going to get out of it is going to last. I'm going to feel confident in the Philly guys. And so, you know, that's important to me. I mean, I just, it's hard to just get the cheapest item at the store and be like, here, this is good enough for my kiddo. You know, I would rather do my research and spend that more time to make sure that it's going to be what I really, truly want for them long term. And that's, again, not just clothing. That's everything in life.
That's everything. Well, how you do anything is how you do everything. It's what my saying is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's true. And you if you don't do it right on the front end, you're going to have to come back and fix the issue, right? So having a quality standard in your life, this is really encouraging. Guys, Lauren is inspiration. She's got a new baby coming and she's got all this energy and she just created this with her family, Gilly Guys. Tell us real quickly, what stores are you in and what market are you looking to get into?
So right now we are 100% online. So if you want to find us, you can go to www.gillyguys.com. That's GILLIGUISE.
Okay.com.
We're also on all social platforms. So if you want to shop us there, if you want to get in touch with me, if you reach out to us on Instagram, I am, for now, the one who responds.
So, I'm not saying you move out of that right out of your start.
You right away, you know, but I do get back to everybody eventually. Yeah. You can reach, you know, customer service emails and whatever as well. We're on Meta. We're on TikTok. My TikTok is a little bit more casual if you just want to know about our day-to-day. Yeah. As far as stores that we're in, we're just in smaller boutiques right now, all throughout the Midwest. So anywhere from Highland Park in Chicago, outside Chicago. We just started to collaborating with Many Moons as a bigger company over on the East Coast. So we're doing some stuff with them. We have another store up north in Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of just scattered throughout. And, you know, when I'm sourcing and starting to work with boutiques, yes, of course, I want everybody to wear Gilly Guys. We are very particular about who we team up with, too. We want to make sure that the boutique aligns with our missions, our values, our styles, our trends, that they're kind of on this path with us as well. So, again, we're only a year and a half into it. So we're in 7 boutiques right now and hopefully looking to get in more into more. But otherwise, you can find us online, too.
I love this. This is so great. And congratulations. And what's the month of your 2-year anniversary?
It's going to be in August.
Okay. Perfect timing, you guys. Right when school is starting. I would say right before because I was a kid that went to school in September, but that's not a thing anymore. So July. You guys, get a jump on this. Get your back to school shopping. Let your kids grow into this. Check out Gilly Guys. What a fun family-based brand, and the kids, it's kid approved. And I'm excited for the sweats and all the things. And we're going to talk because I've got some folks that need your brand in their house immediately. So
love it. And just to one more note for sizing. So people are curious. We do have boys and girls, 12 month up to 7Y. We just expanded up to 7 just now.
Oh, wow.
So we have a quite a wide range for items for you guys to select from. So,
I love this. Congratulations on the shoot. Congratulations on the new everything. And we'll be having you back. I would love to have you back right before back to school.
So we
can get a jump on that. You guys, check out Lauren and her family at Gilly Guys on all social media or go to the website, gillyguys.com, and get to shopping for the kids. And this is a really great technology that she's created. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Monique.
Thank you, dear. See you soon. All right, guys. What a cool thing. A family came together to do this brand, and they found a solution to something that was an issue. You know, the kids are growing so fast, you're throwing away money down the drain and quality of clothes and chemicals. And I think this is really cool. And the kids got in on it. So congratulations, Lauren and family at Gilly Guys. And I think we're waiting for one more person. I'm hoping he'll come join us, but we'll have to see. Let me give you guys some updates while we're waiting. Oscars week is, I can't believe it's March 1st already. I think we said that at the top of the show, but it is. So spring is springing. And so in 11 days, we will have the Oscars week celebrity gifting suite in Beverly Hills. 150 to 200 nominees, celebrities, reality stars, Real Housewives, soap opera stars, press, media. And these events celebrate the Oscars week around Los Angeles. So there's a couple curated things. We're with the Mariana Group. Shout out to Heather Mariana and all my brands that will be there. I'm very excited to support this. It's kind of an amazing exchange of entrepreneurs getting their items, products, brand, services highlighted by these high visibility people. So if you guys want more information on that, go ahead and email me at thestartupwithmoniquelorey@gmail.com. All right. Now we have our third and final guest today, which is Keith. Keith Lambert, welcome to The Startup. How's it going, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. Very, very sunny here in Southern California. Why don't we go full screen and have Keith introduce himself and tell us about what he has going on here at The Startup.
Okay, great. My name's Keith Lambert. I'm the president and owner of a company, actually, thankfully, two companies, Oxidizers, Inc., where we provide pollution control equipment for all sorts of industries. We work with the likes of car manufacturers, flooring manufacturers, food manufacturers, anywhere where you have a what's considered a volatile organic compound or things that you don't want your workers, your neighbors, and people to be exposed to. And then I also have a software company, which is a task verification platform. And that we're sort of in all industries as well. We're working with everywhere from convenience stores for opening and closing procedures, things like fleet management for, hey, you know, you have to do your maintenance of your trucks, things along those lines. And so I keep myself busy. Let's put it that way. So I appreciate being able to come on and talk a little bit about being an entrepreneur.
Yes, wonderful. Wow, you have your hands in a lot of cool things and quite frankly, some things I'm not very well informed on. So I love that you're here to, you know, open this up for us and kind of share your world. How did you pick these paths or did these paths choose you? How'd you get into this line of work?
Yeah, well, the pollution control path, I was your typical kid, went to school, you know, lived out in Jersey as a kid and got out of high school. And it was like, okay, what am I going to do? You know, where are my interests? Things along those lines. I was exposed, thanks to my dad, to the world of design and a little bit. He was a professional photographer and he owned a lighting company as well. So I got a chance to really understand design very early on. I did a lot of mechanical design, things along those lines. And so when I got out of school, I really was looking, going, okay. After I got out of mechanical engineering school, there were three things I was looking at: consumer packaging. Yeah. One was the environmental, you know, which I'm in now, and the other one was lasers. And this was years ago, and I was like, of these, which you know they were offering me positions, I was like, environmental should never go away. And yeah. So thankfully I was able to, over the years, you know, I started off as a designer and then got into applications, understanding how to apply the equipment to a paint line or a wastewater treatment plant, and then got into sales and then eventually got into management. And then actually before I broke off and started my own company, I was able to be a principal for a larger entity where they were like, hey, okay, we're gonna trust you three guys to start this division for them. And, you know, we had a wonderful tenure. We probably did it for about 12, 13 years. And we probably grossed anywhere from 150 to 160 million. And that's when I learned, okay, wait a minute, this is feasible. This can be done. And so then about 12 years ago is when I left that entity and had started my own and said, okay, we're going to start doing this. And we have employees from California to New York, down south. And so we service We service on the industrial side with our with my pollution control company, probably, well, anywhere from 450, 500 to 700 industrial sites a year. So
wow.
We're very, very busy. And then on the software side, it sort of came because I was actually at a client's location one day speaking to a couple of their principals. And, you know, one of the things they were looking at was, how do I get my people to just verify what they were supposed to do without it being cumbersome? And that's where that's where the idea of InCheck, my software entity, came about. And we've been working in different fields with that. So it's been fun.
Love it. This is great. No, it's good to this is the startup. So we love startup stories. And I really like that you kind of got you ironed down on what you're really passionate about, good at, and what's most helpful and adding to the collective, you know, overall, making things better. Because entrepreneurs, that's what we do. We refine, we make things better, we make things easier, we problem solve. So with the software, where could some of our entrepreneurs benefit by using your software?
Well, let's say, like, for example, if you have a fleet of trucks, or you have just one truck, or, you know, you're doing delivering of products, we have clientele that we're working with that can use it in it's a multifaceted program. So if you're a small business and you're saying, okay, I'm doing, you know, everything from delivery of products, what have you, just like your Amazon, all automated, you can do your photo, here it is, it's done, so be it. If you're working in the lines of, say, house inspections, it can take all your checklists that you would do, automate them, do it. If you're doing service, like we have a couple clients that are in the facility maintenance. Okay, if you're doing facility maintenance, you need to go through all the typical what's considered preventative maintenance.
Yeah.
Have it all in the system. Your people go up, they hit a QR, they get done what they need to get done. So it's, you know, it's been fun sort of rolling it out, you know, because I've always been so industrial. So now I'm getting exposed to, oh, what is the C-store like when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and the guy's only big responsibility is cleaning out the oven and making sure it was cleaned right? Because if someone comes in from corporate, they're going to be like, you didn't clean the oven. And then the store gets dinged. So it's been really interesting sort of seeing the needs. You know, I think that's one of the things I love about both entities. Is all about, you know, if you have an automotive company like a Toyota, Honda, and they're saying, hey, I need help with, it's okay, how can I resolve that problem? That makes sense.
Yes. Okay, good. Where do you see it going? Because, you know, we're heavy on the entertainment over here. Oscars week is coming up. So any, you know, celebrity influencers, I know that this is good for tracking tasks, it sounds like, and being efficient. Mm-hmm. So if someone has, you know, shipments of things that they're shipping or selling online, maybe. But where do you see it going?
Yeah. We're seeing it in all places. We have a couple associates that are working with studios. Because for studios, for example, you have everything from rentals going in and out of the facility. You have the actual events as well, where we've done quite a few events. We've done everything from helping trade show setups and things on those lines, as well as even running things like scavenger hunts on the floor itself, where you get people to interact. You know, oh, go to this booth and take a picture of so-and-so. Go over here and find this. And so we're kind of just seeing it work out in different areas. You know, with this last year and a half, we wanted to do a true soft launch where we could just see the segments that we knew it would be able to work in. And so I don't know where I see the horizon, but I don't see the edge of the horizon, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's okay. We might be talking to our future next Amazon owner here, but it's not called Amazon. Keith Lambert has a new software program. Go ahead and tell us that name one more time, Keith.
It's called InCheck, InCheq, and it's found at www.incheck.com.
InCheck. Okay. Well, Keith, I'm excited about this software. I love technology. I love everything you're doing. And I think that this is really going to get some legs. And I'm excited to maybe try it sometime.
Anytime you want to. Exactly. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for spending part of your Sunday and the first day of March. We're getting close to spring. And
I know.
We'll still need it, right? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, come back and definitely come and check in with us with InCheck and everything you're up to later this year. I want to see how this is growing.
Will do. Gladly. Thank you again.
Thank you for your time, Keith.
All right. Thank you, Monique.
Thanks, dear.
Okay, bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So InCheck with Keith Lambert. How cool. Software, you know, these things can make your day so much easier and efficient. And if you have things that you need to manage and you're doing it maybe remotely and you've got equipment, like you said, in the studios, you know, you've got a shoot and you can't be there and you've got your assistant there, but you want to make sure things are, you know, getting checked off and you're tracking your inventory or equipment, I think InCheck is the way to go. I'm going to go and see how I can apply that to my world. Thank you to everyone on the show today. Again, I'm so excited that the sun is out, guys. All my entrepreneurs out there, please just know that there's a community here with the startup, and we're trekking towards our 7-year anniversary. So that'll be in September. So we're very excited. Shout out to Sam and team. Thank you for having us this long. And I'm excited, guys. 1.5 more shows until Oscars. So what will you start up today? We'll see you next Sunday. Be well. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.